Parshas Akiv. V'yata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach.
Flight 003, departing at gate 42. Flight 003, departing at gate 42. Final call for flight 003. First class passengers and passengers boarding with small children may board first.
Maishi, come on, let's go. Maishi, it's late.
Daddy, I'm so scared.
What are you scared? Baruch Hashem. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. Come on.
This is the airport security. If you see any suitcase laying unattended, please inform security officials right away.
Did you hear that announcement? Did you scare the terrorist is here? There's a bomb over here!
Maishi, stop it! That's a common announcement. You hear it all the time. Let's go, come on!
I'm scared. I'm scared to go onto the plane.
Maishi, calm down, okay? Now, finish benching and let's go.
Okay, just 1 minute. I'm gonna finish benching.
What was that? What? Wow, that was the fastest benching in the history of the world.
Because I'm so nervous. I'm so scared about this flight. I couldn't think.
If you were so nervous and you were so scared about the flight, then you should have benched carefully. You know, the Chinuch says that the greatest skula for simcha and for betachain is when you bench slowly. When you say all of the brachas.
But Tom, I'm so scared. It's like terrorists and hijackers.
You know something? It's true, when we travel, there's a certain element of risk, but we're in the hands of the Rabbi Shalom. Wherever you are, you're in the hands of the Rabbi Shalom.
Okay, but let's go to the bathroom.
Last call for flight 003, boarding now.
Tell him I have to go to the bathroom.
I don't tell him anything. Just hurry up. No. What? Boy, that was even faster than your benching. What about your Rashi Yatzar?
I'm so scared. I can't think about brachas.
You know something? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach, Chazal Darshan, a lashon of Meya of 100. You know, in the times of David HaMelech, there was a terrible Magefa, Rachmana Litzlan. People were passing away. And that's why David HaMelech was mesakein that a yid should make 100 brachas every single day.
Tara, I have to take something out of my suitcase, okay? Please don't laugh at me.
Go ahead. Yanki, why are you wearing a bicycle helmet?
In case Chas Hashem, the plane crashes, this should protect me.
I hate to tell you this, but if the plane crashes, that's not going to do you any good. Now come on. By making brachas carefully, Chazal say that protects us. Okay, you have your ticket? Excuse me? Can you please show us where B6 is? Right over there, sir.
It's a window seat! It's a window seat! Oh no! Oh no! What if another plane crashes through the window?
You know something? Stop tightening your helmet and be a little bit more loose with your words so you say out every single word clearly. Here, listen to this, Marshall.
Oh, I'm so excited. The first time I'm traveling on a train in my life. I've been saving up money for 3 years to be able to travel on the train. I emptied my monkey bank, and here I have my coins, and here we go. I'm gonna get onto the train. What are all those people that are lining up by the window? How come they're lined up by that window?
You have to buy a ticket.
Okay. All right, I'll just get online. Oh, hello.
Next, please.
Oh, hello, I'm so excited. It's my first time on a train.
Where do you want to go, sir?
It's the first time on a train.
Could you please tell me where you want to go, sir?
On the train.
But where do you want to go?
On the train.
Hey, what's with you? Where do you want to go?
Hey, what's with you? I just told you, on the train.
Where do you want the train to go?
On the tracks.
Hey, listen, I don't have time for this.
Well, I don't have time for you either. I want to go anywhere. Here's all my money.
50 rubble. Well, this is good enough for all right, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a first-class ticket to lodge.
What did you say?
Well, you want first class, second class, or third?
I'm not in first class. I'm in Recifta. I'm in high school already.
Here's a first-class ticket.
But I'm so embarrassed, the first-class ticket. I don't know where to go. All these people are getting onto the train. Oh, there's a nice, beautiful train. Very comfortable seats. Plush carpet, like chandeliers hanging over there.
Excuse me, sir, can I help you? If you have a first-class ticket, you can go over there.
No, I'm not a first-class. No. Where's the highest grade?
Third class?
Yes.
Over there, the last car.
Oh, dear, all the people are jumping in with their animals and chickens and cows and all their bags, the farmers and the fruit. I'll go over there. I'm a big boy. I'm not in first class. Oh, this is a lot of fun. Oh, the train is moving.
Ah, Mr. Lex, how are you?
Oh, it's that old farmer man. How are you? Oh, I'm so excited to be on this train. It's very exciting over here.
Tell me, where are you going?
I don't know, but I'm on the train.
Let me see your ticket. I'll know where you're going.
I'm not showing you my ticket.
Well, let me see your ticket. Hey, you got a first-class ticket?
Shh, don't embarrass me. I don't want anyone to know I have the first-class ticket. Don't you understand?
Don't you understand? Wait a second.
Hey, who's that Oig Melech HaBoshon that just came in over here?
Tickets! Tickets, please!
What's going on over here? A bunch of people are hiding under the seats. Hey, a bunch of people are hiding behind the curtains. A bunch of people are hiding in their suitcases.
Tickets! Tickets!
I know. They must have also first-grade tickets and they're scared like me. I think I'll hide over here under this seat over here.
Ouch! Hey, I'm hiding under this seat.
Well, now I'm hiding under the seat.
If you don't get away from this seat, I'm gonna take your shoe and throw it into the aisle.
Yeah, let me see you do that. Hey, he took my shoe. You didn't throw it on the aisle. You threw it onto that big Oig Melech HaBoshon. Now he has a shoe on his nose.
Who did that?
Oh, wasn't me.
What are you doing under the seat?
I'm sitting over here. Hey, he's pulling me out by my suspenders.
All right, I've had enough. Let me see your ticket.
No, please don't.
I said I want to see your ticket right now.
Here it is.
First class ticket?
Please.
What are you, a fool? What are you, out of your mind?
Yeah, I'm both here.
First class? You don't belong over here under the seat. Why, you belong in that room over there in the nicest room.
Huh?
What are you trying to say, Tati, about that muscle?
It's the Chavetz Chaim's muscle. Tell me something. Did this person have to hide under the seat? It didn't help anyway. He had a first class ticket. We look for all sorts of skulos. We're so worried. What's going to be? Who knows what's going to happen? Only the Divine Hashem knows what's going to be. You're going to put on a bicycle helmet. That makes as much sense as him hiding under the seat. And here Chazal told us to bench. And we are mispalel. And we ask Hashem for life and bracha. And if you bench b'simcha, we have a guarantee that things are going to happen. Come on. And you're wearing a bicycle helmet? And that's how you made your Asher Yotzar? You know, Rav Elia Lapian was once on a train traveling from Yerushalayim to Haifa. And he stepped out to go to the bathroom. And when he came out, Rav Elia Lapian had a problem. You see, he was always makbid that when he made a bracha, there should be someone there to answer amen. But he couldn't find anyone to answer amen. So he called over the policemen that were standing over there.
Excuse me, please listen to my bracha.
And he made an Asher Yotzar real slowly, and they answered amen. But some of them smiled. And he said to them,
why are you smiling? Dovra HaMelech tells us making 100 brachis a day, slowly with kavona, gives us life.
And suddenly the train came to a grinding halt. Everyone started screaming at one time. No one knew what happened. A few minutes later, someone came on and said,
you're all very lucky. Do you know what just happened? There was a bomb under the train. The train went over the bomb. A Ness, a miracle. It didn't blow up.
The people realized just as Rav Elia Lapian was making that Asher Yotzer and the people answered Amen, that's when the train traveled over the bomb. Let me tell you something. Every single person in that train, I can guarantee you for the rest of their lives, were very, very careful with their benching and their brachas and their Asher Yotzers.
Wow. Well, I can take off my helmet now. I think I'll put it under the seat. Good thing it doesn't need a ticket.
Well, aren't you worried anymore? I mean, after all, this week there were a lot of scary stories out there. And this week is also Parshas Ekev. V'yichalta v'savata v'rachtas Hashem
alekecha. I think I'll use this kind of a bicycle helmet. Definitely works a lot better.